The story of Philemon and Baucis is not something that's told commonly today to children. It's not a familiar story to most people. It is, in a sense, a mythological predecessor to the subject of Christ at Emmaus in Christianity. The story here is that Jupiter and Mercury have come to a town disguised, just as Christ was disguised, not revealing his true character. They didn't reveal themselves as gods. And they came into a town and sought shelter and sought food. And repeatedly they were turned away time and time again, just as Mary and Joseph were turned away when they were looking for shelter at the time of Jesus' birth. They finally came to the home of an old couple, Philemon and Baucis, and were welcomed into their home. Were given shelter and were given food. And here we see the modest interior beautifully painted. Let your eyes adjust as you look at this picture. Pretend that you've walked into a dark room. Fire glowing in the hearth, the timbers above, the structure of the house, the atmospheric sense of space, and put yourself in this place. And then look at the glow behind the figure of Mercury, the younger of the two gods. In a sense, it's a flash of light. In Rembrandt's work, often a burst of light is a moment of revelation to figures in a picture. This is the moment when Philemon and Baucis realize that they are the hosts of deities in their modest home. And they become extremely worried because they're afraid that they will be struck down for having given such modest fare to the gods. But the gods instead were very kind, and they actually told Philemon and Baucis to leave town because they were about to destroy the whole place because of the inhospitality of their neighbors. And they warned Philemon and Baucis, saving their lives before they exercised the fearsome power gods could wield.